Hello there. Welcome back to another episode of the Manifest Podcast. My name is Sarah Prout. You probably already know that already. But here we are. We are here today to talk about something that I know will help to serve the business owners, the creatives, the entrepreneurs that are within this community of listeners. Or if you are just on a spiritual journey and you might need some help in your relationship with others, whether that's personal or professional, then this is the episode that you want to listen to, because today we are really diving into the five key reasons why mentorship is essential for all entrepreneurs, regardless of their level of success. So when I say entrepreneurs, it really could mean that you are wanting to create something or you are wanting to manifest a change in your life. And so I really want to uncover and lift the veil, if you will, some of the areas in our lives where we're not sure whether we should put our hands up and ask for support. And sometimes we don't even know that we need support. So I want to share with you today some personal examples of how I have up-leveled my life through mentorship with different mentors over the years, different coaches, different levels of investment, therapists, all of that kind of stuff, so that we can really dive in today and I can unpack for you how I can say unequivocally that every next level, every next version of my success journey was facilitated by a mentor. So today's episode is going to be gritty. You might want to take some notes. You might want to jot some things down. Get ready. This is going to be a good one.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So let's dive into this topic, the topic of mentorship. So I can tell you unequivocally that every single layer of my success, every single up-leveling within my business, within my relationship, all of the different aspects of my life, they have been accompanied by mentorship, meaning that I have hired somebody to help me along the way to unpack these fields of potential that I didn't even know were possible until I started working closely with these mentors and seeing my strengths, also seeing my weaknesses. Now, I am not classically a person that naturally asks for help. In fact, it goes against very much the model of reality and the beliefs that I was raised with. My parents are both fiercely independent, and they're the type of people that if something goes wrong, they try and fix it first themselves rather than making a call. And this is also the difference between my husband, Sean, and I. No pocket of reality here is better than the other. But what I'm saying is that there is like a deeper level of pride and trying to figure things out so that you don't look stupid within myself and within my family dynamic, rather than just picking up the phone and making the call. Sean over the years has taught me the importance of asking for help when you need it. But I actually had to train myself to do that because for some reason that apple didn't fall far from the tree and I find myself being fiercely independent. But you cannot operate like that if you want to grow, because what's that phrase? The tide raises all ships, right? You need somebody to virtually hold your hand to guide you to that next level. You need that guidance. And so for me, I'll give you an example. We woke up the other day and it was freezing in the house. And obviously the heating had stopped working. And so the first thing Sean does is he grabs his phone to text the landlord to get somebody out here to check what's happening. Me, on the other hand, I'm already down in the basement putting my hand on the boiler to see what happened, like to look at the gauge, to figure out how cold it was, you know, what could have happened, all that kind of stuff. We are very different, but that's why we work so well together, because our mindsets are mutually supportive. And in our dynamic over the years, Sean has been actually one of my greatest mentors. In fact, he is the coach behind the coach, if you will. And right now, as I'm taking on board these VIP high-level clients, I have noticed that Sean's level of coaching has also increased because he has to help me with my mindset to be able to deliver this information to the people that are investing in these containers with me during this time. So it wasn't always that way. Like I said, I was very closed off to getting help and to investing in myself, because if you can't really quantify it, let's just say you can buy a car, right? And you know that you've got a car, you can drive the car. It devalues as soon as you drive it out of the lot. But the opposite is true with mentorship, because when you invest in mentorship, it is an investment that has limitless returns. And I know this because I have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in mentorship over the years. And it has been an absolutely priceless investment for the wisdom and perspective that I've gained to be able to then distribute that to my clients. And I want you to imagine, especially if you are a coach or a mentor, or if you know somebody that is, it's almost like holding a mirror up to itself. Have you ever done that before? You go to the mirror with a mirror and you could see an infinite amount of mirrors lined up in the visual landscape ahead of you. And that's very much what mentorship is. It has this ripple effect that the mentors that have mentors that have mentors that have mentors, it's like those babushka dolls, you know, the one where there's the big doll and then at the very little after you go through like eight dolls, is this tiny teensy little doll in the middle. It's very much that lineage of wisdom that's passed down, distilled, and then, and this is the most important thing, embodied. And this is what you want to look for when you are wanting to find mentorship with the right person. And so today we're talking about the five key reasons why mentorship is essential for all entrepreneurs, regardless of their level of success. And as I mentioned, you could be a creative, you could be a business owner, you could have a 9-to-5 job, you could have a relationship that's struggling right now, and you might want to have a therapist more so than a mentor. But mentorship can also work. So a few years ago, Sean and I were having a not so fun time in our marriage. Let's just put it that way. I wrote about that in Be the Love. And instead of going back to marriage therapy, which we'd tried before, we'd tried counseling, it just wasn't an energetic fit for us. So what we thought is that we would invest in a high-level mentorship relationship with a couple that could actually help us out. And that was really one of the key defining moments for us, where we could have like this support system that was unbiased and could be mediators when Sean and I weren't speaking the right language, to give us the tools that we needed to make sure that our marriage and our relationship could survive and thrive. So, I mean, that's just one example. So in terms of my mentorship history, though, I remember, you know, I had special teachers at school that I really loved and listened to. And then when I was 22, just after Thomas was born, I, of course, wanted to start my own business because I am hardwired to be an entrepreneur. And as you guys might know or not know, I worked as a designer for Hallmark when I was 14. And so I really got a taste for making money from my creative pursuits. And I've told this story from stages many times now. And what I did next was I wanted to create my own wrapping paper and gift card company. So I came up with the idea for Sprout Cards. And I was working for this woman, her name was Rachel, and she had this incredible gift hamper company in Melbourne, Australia. And I worked for her. I'd found her because I'd seen her achievements and what provided the startup money for her company. And it was a contest called the Shell Livewire Awards by the Shell Oil Company. I don't know anything about the company, you know, or I didn't back then. I'm sure oil companies aren't all unicorns and rainbows, let's put it that way. And this was a long time ago. This is from the ancient history books of Sarah Prout's journey. So I thought, after I had been working for Rachel's company for a little bit and I was now a mother at home, a homemaker, I decided to enter the contest so that I could win the prize money for the startup to create Sprout Cards and whatever that looked like for me at the time. And so the way that the program worked is that you applied and then you would get paired with a mentor. And they were from the, oh gosh, Rotary Club of Victoria. And this was scary to me. You know, I'm not a numbers person or anything like that. But in order to be paired with the mentor, you had to write a business plan. And so the people that wrote the most comprehensive business plan, meaning mapping out all of the, you know, projected success, the competitors, the strengths and the SWOT analysis, strengths and weaknesses, and the financial projections, it was the most likely case scenarios or worst case scenarios or best case scenarios. Like, we dived in deep. So I was paired with this mentor. His name was David, and he was an accountant. And he helped me to create Sprout Cards into a viable idea. And it was such a wild adventure to, you know, my ex-husband would drop me off every week at David's office. And we would meet and plan this out and then create the submission that then we would submit to Shell and see whether we could be prize winners in this contest. And I think there were thousands of people that would enter this contest. And long story short, I was actually the third runner-up. So I still got a trophy, and I think I got a few thousand dollars to start Sprout Cards. And it was one of the best written business plans in the state of Victoria. And I'm just so proud of that. Even to this day, even though I was just 22 and the business really didn't float that much, I'm so proud that I had that relationship of mentorship with David, because he showed me what was possible when I was learning skills that I wasn't necessarily comfortable with, because numbers, I'm not that comfortable with numbers, right? It's not my love language. I'm so much more emotional than I am practical with that stuff, even though I can. But it gave me the opportunity to operate outside of my comfort zone. And so when I won that award and I got the trophy and then the media attention around that, which I'd already had in years prior with my Hallmark work, it started that entrepreneurial thirst within me again of what can I create next. And so mentorship really up-leveled my mindset about what's possible to create. Now, I'd also had mentorship in a spiritual capacity because I was learning meditation. I was studying spirituality, and I had a meditation teacher who taught me so many things over the years, and I still treasured very dearly a lot of the things that he taught me during my 10 years plus of being part of this spiritual community. And that's a story for another day, by the way. I'm not really ready to talk about that one just yet. But mentorship is something that, you know, requires you to be brave, to step outside of your comfort zone, because sometimes the investment can either be time or it can be a significant investment to work with a mentor. And there are mentors out there that offer so many different investment levels and different containers that you can work with that can really help to support you to get to that next level of success. So with Sean and I, over the years, Sean has loved working with mentors, and he introduced me to his very dear mentors and friends, who are now the godparents of our children. And we've worked with them very closely over the last, it'd be 13, 14 years now. And, you know, Scott DeMolin is his name, and he helped me so much to up-level how I was able to speak to my audience, because I went through two rounds of his world-class speaker training platform, which was incredible. It's called Engage From Your Stage. If you want to know more about speaking and how to communicate with your audience from the stage, which is a skill, by the way, make sure you check it out. You can just do a quick Google search. And then we worked with another mentor who really helped us with critical thinking skills and understanding how to hone our skills of copywriting, which is incredible. We were fortunate enough to work for many months with our dear friend, Mark Joyner, who is the founder of Simpleology. And he helped us to really get out of our own way when it came to the growth and the expansion of our business. So we've worked with so many different mentors. Even, you know, there's people that are not big famous names that we've had so much advice from over the years that has really helped to shape us in terms of how we are able to show up and serve our community. So getting back to the five reasons why every business owner needs a mentor, regardless of their level of success, right? You need that perspective and that experience. If you are looking for a mentor, you want to make sure that you are hiring somebody that has actually done and achieved what you want to do and achieve. Because there are a lot of like 18-year-old life coaches out there, and I don't mean to ruffle any feathers or be ageist, but I think that with time does come wisdom and perspective. And so when you are hiring a mentor because, you know, you want to cut corners with the investment, you'll actually get what you pay for, right? And as blunt as that sounds, you will. You will always get what you pay for. And so, you know, you want to find somebody that is a little bit of a stretch financially for you so that you really value that investment. And that's what we did time and time again. We knew that even though it was a little bit of a stretch, we had to do that in order to open up our field of infinite potential and really play full out. And then the second thing is networking opportunities. Mentors often have extensive networks. So networking opportunities, this is really where mentors often have extensive networks and can open doors to new business opportunities, partnerships and connections, and can be invaluable for business growth and expansion. So working with our mentors, we were invited on this incredible luxury yacht that sailed through the Mediterranean in 2022. You might remember I posted photos from Monte Carlo and also from Nice in France, and we went to different ports all throughout Italy. It was beautiful. One of my favorite places was in a place called Corsica, Bonifacio in France, and it was a beautiful island in the middle of the Mediterranean. It's just so gorgeous. But that opportunity of being on this incredible mega yacht with all of these amazing entrepreneurs gave us the opportunity to network and to meet some incredible human beings, people like Dr. John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, and some incredible performers and poker players and all of these incredible human beings that we had the honor of spending 10 days with on this incredible luxury experience. But we wouldn't have had that had we not signed up to work with our mentor and then got into that orbit. This is something that I call the orbit of the field of infinite potential, that you up-level your vibration. And that is so valuable when it comes to expanding your capacity and your mindset around personal growth. Now, speaking of personal growth, that's the third thing that I've got listed here, personal growth and development, also spiritually, mentally, and, you know, in any capacity that you wish to adopt it to, this can be applicable, because regular interaction with a mentor can significantly enhance a business owner's personal skills. And this helps you with skills such as leadership and decision-making and problem-solving. A mentor can also help in identifying and developing strengths while addressing your weaknesses, right? So that's when I talk about the SWOT analysis, strengths and weaknesses. This is so vital to be able to truly see the battlefield that you are playing with, or the field of infinite potential, if you don't like the term battlefield. But when you work with a mentor, they grow with you. They have all of the tools and the resources, and they can also see many of the patterns and stumbling blocks and the self-sabotage as it arises. And they can say, hey, I'm going to lovingly remind you to get out of your own way right now. I've had to do that with my clients. And, you know, I know what to look for now because I have traveled that path. And so number four here is, of course, accountability and encouragement. Having a mentor creates a sense of accountability, which is that's priceless. Somebody to actually care about what you're doing. And it can be a powerful motivating force, because mentors encourage you and push you to achieve your goals. And it often, with accountability, it helps you to stay focused, because time and time again, if you are investing in mentorship and you get to that call, whether it's every month or every couple of weeks, like I do with my clients, and they haven't yet done the tasks that were, you know, they were so excited to complete. And there's this, well, why haven't you done it yet? You know, like that doesn't happen very often. But when it does, that pattern happens once and then it doesn't happen again. Because when you are held accountable, you actually create this living field of energy of these inspired tasks of action to take. And so all of a sudden, what seemed like a chore actually seems like an absolute blessing, and you feel fired up and energized to take action on some of these things that, you know, you've put on the back burner. It could even be as simple as like folding laundry and getting into the practice of doing that. And then how you feel after you've done that. It's that chemical that is released in our brain, dopamine, I believe it is, that makes you feel good. right? And that's what a mentor, somebody like me, is there for, to hold your hand throughout the process and give you that important feedback, but to also let you know when you're not doing the right thing, when you're not taking the action, when you're not working at a pace that actually makes sense. Because if you knew that you could take a year to do something, you might be the type of person that would do it right up until the last minute and then do it the night before, right? I was kind of like that in high school with my projects. Now I like to take time and be prepared. And if I'm not prepared, then I slow it down until I feel ready. So you want to make sure that energetically, emotionally, spiritually, all of that is aligned before taking inspired action, so that when self-sabotage does creep in, as it often does, you are prepared, right? And then the fifth element here is objective advice and support. So a mentor, this is what I absolutely love, that a mentor can provide. I just hit my elbow on my damn desk. I'll just keep rolling with that. A mentor can provide unbiased, objective advice. This is so important. And the reason, just tracking back a little bit to hitting my elbow on the desk, is because I talk with my arms. So when I'm talking to the microphone and I'm speaking to this imaginary audience, I am really like waving my hands around when I speak. So when you are on this journey and you need some different perspective or some objective advice or some out of the creative box ideas, thinking outside of that comfort zone, beyond all of those blind spots, but things that you may not be able to see, this is great because you can get that fresh, unbiased perspective from somebody that's not in your zone of genius, but can see it from outside of yourself. And sometimes, more often than not, we're too close to our own business. We're too close to the energetics of what we're trying to create that we can't actually see sometimes what's right in front of us. And so this is where this kind of support can be especially crucial during the tough times that inevitably do happen. And when it comes to high stakes, major decisions that you might have to make. So I think that that is like the best aspect really for mentorship, that you can get this ongoing support that you really need. So if you are looking for a mentor, if you have put the call out there to the universe and you're like, universe, show me the most energetically aligned mentor that will help to support me on my journey, well, this could be the sign that you've been looking for, because right now my applications are currently open to work with me one-on-one in 2024. The way that I have structured the container is that it is an initial 4 months. And I specifically work with people that are high performers or high-level creatives, top-level executives. And together we're going to work to unlock your infinite field of potential. So if that sounds like something that you're interested in, please go to sarahprout.com/mentoring-with-sarah. The link is in the description of this podcast episode. And what this program offers is one-on-one personalized mentorship, where we will deep dive into your personal and professional challenges. And I'm going to be helping you with my intuitive guidance, and I will adapt the program uniquely to your own journey. So it's somewhat of a metaphysical metamorphosis, if you will, where we harness spiritual alchemy to turn your deepest aspirations into tangible achievements. Not only will you get exclusive access to me, we have a Voxer program. There's also the option of a VIP in-person strategy day. This is based on proven impact, where you're joining a league of high performers, creatives, and executives who have witnessed the profound transformation that takes place when you work with me. So if that appeals to you, please click on the link, visit my website, sarahprout.com. Or alternatively, if you don't believe that I am a good fit for the mentor that you are calling in, I really suggest that you make a short list of people that you do feel aligned with, or look at the mentors if you're not ready to invest yet in specific containers that can up-level the results that you're seeing manifest into your reality. Make a list of mentors that you would ideally like to work with in the future, or the freebie mentors that you have access to right now. There's so many podcasters out there, people that create free blog content, people that are constantly giving. There are just like there's so somebody out there for everybody, which I believe in a loving, romantic capacity. I also believe that there are mentors, multiple mentors out there for everybody, and that different mentors can serve different seasons of your life as well. So if you feel that call, if you have been calling in a mentor, check out my offering, or at least in the least, call out to the universe to send you the right mentor that can align with your vision and your intentions to manifest the greatest future possible for your journey. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you so much for being here with me today for the Manifest Podcast. And until next time, happy manifesting.